الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونشكره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Respected ulama, respected muallimas, students of Madrasa Nurul Islam, our respected guests, parents and guardians, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I said in yesterday's assembly for reception and year one that their salam would be louder than the salam today. So we had approximately 80 children yesterday, and today we've got an excess of 280 children. So we've been outperformed. Let's try that again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, that was amazing. That was fantastic. And why do we say salam? Ji. MashaAllah. He's given all the answers there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted with salam, so it's a sunnah, and the best way to greet another Muslim is to say salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to call the president of Nurul Islam Blackburn to commence this jalsa with a few words inshallah, and thereafter we will start with the recitation of the Holy Quran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected children, parents, and most honorable asatizahs and apas, it is with great joy and gratitude that I stand before you today as we gather to celebrate the achievements of our beloved students. This year, we have seen changes, alhamdulillah, in the way Madrasa has operated. This is only due to your hard work, teachers. This event is not just a formality, it is a heartfelt recognition of the hard work, dedication, that each of our students has demonstrated throughout the year, alhamdulillah. First and foremost, I would like to extend my warmest welcome to all of you present here today. Your support and encouragement have been invaluable in nurturing our students and fostering an environment which has been conducive to learning and growth. To our esteemed teachers and mentors, Jazakallah for your commitment and passion. You have not only imparted the knowledge of Allah and His Rasul, but have also instilled values that our students will carry with them for a lifetime, inshallah. As we reflect on the past year, we have witnessed remarkable milestones. Our students have engaged in various educational, spiritual, and extracurricular activities that have enriched their hearts and minds. From memorizing the Holy Quran to learning the principles of beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from participating in community services to excelling in various competitions, each student has played a vital role in our collective journey. Today, we honor not just the academic achievements, but also the character development that has taken place within these four walls. Our aim has always been to nurture individuals who are not only knowledgeable, but also kind, compassionate, and committed to making a positive impact in the world around them. We take pride in our students as the embody of the teachings of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, striving for excellence, being of service to others, and upholding the values of justice and integrity. To the parents and guardians, Jazakallah for your unwavering support and encouragement. Your role in your child's education is invaluable. It is your love and dedication that inspires them to reach for the stars. This partnership between home and the masjid is crucial in shaping the future of our community. As we move forward, let us continue to work together to create an environment that fosters learning, growth, and spiritual development. Let us encourage our students to continue and build on their passion to ask questions and to seek knowledge, for education is a lifelong journey. In closing, I would like to congratulate all of our students for their hard work and achievements. Remember that today is not just an end, it is a new beginning. Take pride in what you have accomplished and keep striving for the excellence in everything you do. The world is in need of your talents. The world is in need of your talents, your compassion, and your dedication. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you, guide you on the straight path, and grant you success in all future endeavors that you take. Jazakallah to Maulana Muhammad and his team, to all our asatizas, all our apas and volunteers, and the Madrasa Shura who have given their time during the year. Jazakallah. Enjoy the rest of the beautiful celebration. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairah to Maulana Muhammad Tayyab Saab for some beautiful pieces of advice and also some important points for all of us to note, not only the students, but also the parents who are gathered here today. We will now initiate our annual awards ceremony for 23-24, as always, with the recitation of the Holy Quran by one of our own students, Mu'awwidh Mullah from Hafiz Sajid's class, Mu'awwidh Mullah.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك لك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. معوذ ملا from Hafiz class. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him from the Hufadh of this world and make him from the Hufadh of the next world, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith has informed us that those who have memorized the Holy Quran will climb the levels of Jannah until they reach the very top after the last verse that they've recited from the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who love the Quran and make us from those who act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is within. For him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise and glory. We send countless blessings, peace and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of prophets, the greatest of humans throughout the history of human civilization. Once again, through the infinite blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find ourselves at the end of another academic year. But just like Maulana Muhammad Tayyab told us, that this is not the end, but this is really the start of our journey on or in seeking the knowledge. This is why we're here. We're here to better ourselves. We're here to become better human beings. We're here to build a creation, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we're here. So this is not the end. This is the beginning. Today, Madrasa Nur Islam wants to showcase the abilities, confidence, and talent with various performances. Many more wanted to perform. I promise you, many more wanted to perform today. Because over the course of the year, we've had multiple, every single month, we've had assemblies. And we've had our own students performing in the assemblies. When I first started here, Hafiz Saeed Varachia, who is from the Shura, he told me, we want our own students to perform in masjid programs and events. And alhamdulillah, we have managed that. And inshallah, we will continue to do so. We want to nurture and bring our own talent from within our own madrasa. And inshallah, the parents will see that today. Just now, we heard the beautiful recitation from Muawwidh Mullah. We now go on to our second performance, which will be from also one of our talented nasheed artists from Madrasa Nur Islam, Adeen Hamza, who will render a nasheed on the language of Arabic, يا لغتي.
حسبي بأنك موكدي وبياني عربية قلبي وروحي أعرفي ولساني عربية حسبي بأنك موكدي وبياني عربية قلبي وروحي أعرفي ولساني عربية ثم الوصوف تضيء في أوصافك فبك يسبح السار يجري عشت آدب الهانين يا روءة سلبت شغاف القلب في ترنيمها يا بلسما قم طيبت قلب القصير العاني في مفرداتك همة الأرواح استابت حرفا وقولا صادقا وأساهة ومعاني عربية هسبي بأنك ماكثي وبياني عربية قلبي وروحي أعرفي ولساني عربية حسبي بأنك ماكثي وبياني عربية قلبي وروحي أعرفي ولساني عربية عربية ثم الوصوف تضيء في أوصافك فبك السباء السهر يشتو آدبا الهانين.
MashaAllah, well done, Adin. It's not easy to recite a nasheed in Arabic, let alone in Urdu or English, but MashaAllah, he performs really well. Well done to Adin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the tawfiq to learn the language of the Quran, Arabic, inshallah. Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
We move on with our performances, and I would now like to call from 7B Maulana Ahmed Rasool's class, Adam Patel, who will deliver a talk on getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, it is a great honor to be here with you all today. Alhamdulillah, today's speech will be about getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and our Creator. My first point today is understanding our purpose. Sorry about that. My first point today will be about understanding our purpose. Why us as human beings have been put onto this earth. It is an absolute necessity, a complete unarguable fact that we need to understand why we are here. Allah has created us with a clear purpose. Does anyone know what that purpose is? Muslims. Can you say that loud? Yeah, to worship Him, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day without fail. And the Quran says, "And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship Me." That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last words and statements, said, by Allah, I remind you of your salah." Think about this. Let it sink in for a moment. Reflect on it. Really reflect on it. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our messenger, one of his last statements before death, before he left us forever, by Allah, I remind you of your salah." That in itself should show us the magnitude and importance of salah. My second point, strengthening our iman. The foundation of our faith is iman. To strengthen it, we should recite Quran and look into the hadith often. Whether you're on break at work or lunch at school, try reflect on what you've learnt and really think. Another way of strengthening our iman, like I mentioned in the last point, is salah. The hajj. Lots of people, they pray the Fajr. They wake up before Fajr. There's 30 minutes left. They watch TV and then they pray the Fajr. I've seen this in my own family. I won't say it, but like one of the cousins, you know. Salah is our direct connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like having a conversation with the person who created everything. A daily reminder of our Lord and Creator. We should make it a bigger part of our lives. Instead of leaving it to the last minute, try praying with Jama'at. Try coming to the masjid. Lots of people, especially nowadays, don't stress enough the importance of salah. It's, and I cannot stress this enough myself, it's required to pray all 5 daily prayers. As Muslims, we have to do this. It's required. The first thing that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we would be questioned on the day of judgment is salah. My third point is asking for forgiveness. As humans, none of us are perfect. We sin, and sometimes we fall short of our duties. Recognizing these shortcomings is the first step towards getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. The Quran here in Surah Al-Imran. And those who, when they commit an immorality or wrong themselves by transgression, remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast and wide like the biggest ocean. He is the forgiving, Al-Ghafar, and the most merciful, Al-Rahman. Some people that you may know may have sinned or done bad things to people in the past. And then you see them trying their best to act well and do good now. We should not judge them. We should not stir rumors, and we should not cause controversy about what they have done in the past. Some people say that there is no escape to sin in this life. But remember that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive your sins. This takes me to one of my most favorite Quran quotes from Surah Yunus. Do not let their words sadden you. This reminds me that no matter how much you've sinned, and no matter how much people around you say, there's no going back, you're finished, khalas, you're going to Jahannam, that's it. I've said that lightly, but yeah. Always remember that you could take 1,000 steps away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one step towards Him, He'll come running towards you. Thank you so much for listening. Does anyone have any questions based off of what I have mentioned and spoken on in today's speech? Jazakallah khair, friends.
MashaAllah, very confident speech by Adam. And he covered so many beautiful points and topics in that speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to act upon what he has said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who, whenever any knowledge is imparted upon us, we act upon it and we bring it into our lives. We now move on to the second part of our annual award ceremony, and I just want to take you through the highlights of our madrasa and a brief presentation. I know all the boys and girls are now eagerly awaiting who has come first, second and third, and to take home the trophy and their certificates, but we have a few more performances and a presentation, and then inshallah we'll get to the awards part of this ceremony. So alhamdulillah, this year, with the help of our teachers at the Shura and the management, we have a new mission statement, and this is our Nur al-Islam mission statement, that we want to inspire a generation by preparing them for life and beyond. So we want to prepare them for this life and beyond. And how can we do that? By creating a welcoming, loving and inspirational environment for children to learn their deen in a holistic manner. And this has already started from this year, and this will continue in the years to come, inshallah. This mission statement is very, very important. All of our teachers have started the delivery of this mission statement, not only through their own personal actions, by instilling this within our own students. Our vision is that we aim to create a welcoming, loving, and inspirational environment across the whole madrasa. And our objective is to ensure our delivery of curriculum is strong, so we ensure our students are receiving the best education possible. As parents, we want our children to receive the best education, and rest assured, inshallah, we will do this. We want to create, and we have created, a concise syllabus, so our students' education is retained, and we choose quality over quantity. We aim to be inspirational and to develop students who, in a challenging society, are able to uphold the values of Islam. How important is this, that we all uphold the values of Islam? We want to develop such students to whom the complete way of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is love to them and embedded in their life. We want to create an open culture where students can relate back to any teacher for guidance at any stage in their life. For those who have gone through the madrasa system, be it a maktab, be it a madrasa, many times we feel anxious. We feel maybe slightly apprehensive. We may be a little bit fearful to approach our teachers. We want to change that. We want our children to be able to approach any of their teachers, to go to them for guidance, to go to them for advice, just to seek help. I myself go. Our respected teachers here, they go to whoever they feel comfortable with to get guidance, to get help. Just recently, and this is nothing of me or nothing big from me, but just to show what we need to do and what guidance we need in our life, I went to our Hazrat Mufti Ikramul Haq Sahib, and I said to him, can you look at my salah? I don't know whether my salah is right or wrong. So if I feel comfortable going to my teachers, this is something we want to instill within our own students, inshallah. So we don't create students for madrasa, we want to create students for life. And this is what Maulana Tayyib said right at the beginning, that this is the start of the journey. This is not the end. Yes, it may be the end of the academic year, but this is only the beginning, and inshallah our students will continue to learn. This year, alhamdulillah, last year we started a pilot. This year we instilled it again, our Nurul Ilm library, which we have downstairs. And we had our students coming to the library and reading books. We had some professional teachers coming in and reading stories to our students so that they can start reading on a day-to-day basis. I was speaking to one of my mentors about reading, and he said to me, readers become leaders. Readers become leaders. The more we get our children and our students to read, the more they'll become interested in any of the topics that they read, whatever it may be. And I'll tell you something really sad. We took part in National Book Day, where children were told to bring in a book to read for the last 15, 20 minutes of the madrasa day. Some of the students came back to madrasa and they said, we don't have any books at home. We don't have any books at home. So if we're not nurturing and educating our future generations, then we're going to be stuck in the future. This is why we started this Nurul Ilm initiative with the help of Maulana Umar, and especially the help of Ahmed Bhai Patel and his team, who have helped us greatly. Alhamdulillah, the last 6 to 8 weeks, our girls have started utilizing the library, and mashallah, it's been a great success. And this is why we're saying we want to create students for life, and the way we can create students for life is by them reading books over and over again, inshallah, on a day-to-day basis. So these are our values, that we want to welcome them where students feel a sense of belonging and feel at home in madrasa. We want them to feel loved. Every child feel they are important and they are cared for, and we want to inspire them, and we aspire to inspire our children by our actions and teachings before we expire. So these are some of the highlights that we've managed to get together for you. We raised funds and we had some huge appeals, and jazakallah to the parents, jazakallah to the teachers, and most importantly, jazakallah to the students who raised so much for our Ghazza Eid appeal. For that was £2,546 in a matter of days. Ghazza Children in Need, £8,714 raised. And UWT Kids for Kids campaign, £10,166 was raised. And maybe it comes on a different slide, but we came third in the whole of Northwest for the most amount of money raised for UWT Kids for Kids. Our year eight boys class raised £300 for Blackburn UK Trust water pump project, which is already in operation. Mufti Saleh Saab shared the pictures with us and shared the feedback with us and the year eight class, Monan Daji's class, and we saw it in operation, mashallah. People there in the poor countries where we donated to, Sri Lanka and other countries, they're already drinking the water. And Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi in his Musnad relates a hadith that the best charity is to give somebody water to drink. And this is something we will always aspire to instill within our children, inshallah, to continue to give charity. In terms of competitions, maybe there was a video that went out where some of the parents may have seen me a little bit overzealous in my celebration because Nur Islam won the tournament. But alhamdulillah, extracurricular activities are also very important in a way where we can nurture and bring our children up in the correct way. So we took part in a tournament through Masjid-e-Sajidin Islamia. Alhamdulillah, we had a huge amount of teams entered from our madrasa. And out of the four categories, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, we won in two categories, year 5 and 6, and year 7 and 8. MashaAllah, well done to the boys. It was an absolutely surreal, fantastic atmosphere. MashaAllah, well controlled, well organized, and the boys had a great time, MashaAllah, and we hope to do this again in the future. We also took part in the Principal Forum annual Seerah competition, and MashaAllah, one of our boys, Abdul Rahman Lambad, came first in the Seerah competition. His work was absolutely outstanding. I wish you had bought it today so we could have showed all the parents. Maybe next time, inshallah, we can show all the parents the work that you did. You still got it, right? MashaAllah. We've created partnerships this year with Fire Safety, IMO Charity. We've had drugs awareness and road safety and other workshops. We've created partnerships with UWT and Benefit Mankind, and inshallah we'll continue to create partnerships with other organizations who can collaborate with us and our students, inshallah. What programs have we held for our students at Madrasa Nur Islam? We've had a Qira'ah program where we had an initiative for our students to attend. This took place in September. The world-renowned Qadi and Sheikh Abdul Nasir Harak came to our masjid, Madrasa Nur Islam, Masjid Nur Islam, and it was an absolutely electric atmosphere. Whoever was here, they will testify to that. He said to Maulana Umar, Maulana Usman, and the team who were taking him around the UK, and these are not my words, I'm not making this up, he said, this was the best program that I have been to in the UK. Obviously, we cannot match the programs in Pakistan and South Africa, but he said that this was the best program that I have been to in the UK. So the question was asked that, why do you say that, Sheikh? He said, to see so many children in the masjid, that made me happy. That they have a love for the Quran. They have a love for the Quran. And that's what he said. It made me so happy. Out of our students, for some, they may think this is a low number, but we had 87 students from our madrasa. That's almost one in four students was here in our program on a Sunday listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why I said in a recent jalsa that we had that the Quran is for yourself. The Quran is not for your shelf. The Quran is for yourself. It's not for your shelf. And as we come to the end of our academic year, don't put the Quran away, boys and girls. Read it every day. Learn the Quran. Look through the Quran.
have a tertib and a schedule where you recite the Quran day in, day out. This Quran is not just for the Hifz students. This Quran is for all of us. And inshallah, we will aim to do that. We had our Bukhari Jalsa this year where our respected Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorad Sahib Hafizahullah, attended. And it was an absolutely amazing program with Hazrat. And we had 14 of our girls graduating and becoming alima from our madrasa. We had our M&I Got Talent program where we had upwards of 20 students perform on the mic and over the receiver. MashaAllah, that was a fantastic program. We also this year had a Huffaz reunion in March, just before Ramadan. A lot of preparation went on behind the scenes from the team. Hafiz Ibrahim Bahadur, Mufti Abdullah, our Hifz teachers, we all were getting together regularly on how to conduct this session. Our Hifz students from Nur Islam, who we hadn't seen for years, all attended. It was an amazing atmosphere, and mashallah, because of this, we had, and through the help of Hafiz Ibrahim Mullah, 9 to 10 jamaats of Taraweeh taking place in the Madrasa Nur Islam building, and inshallah, we want to build on that for next year. So, we've had also some more events, an evening of Nasheeds. So we had the Khalil brothers come from Choli, and all of our students took part in this assembly. We had Ramadan Quran Hour, where we had 26 Qurans completed in this hour across the whole madrasa. 26 complete recitations of the Quran across the whole madrasa. We had library sessions, which I touched upon before, monthly assemblies every month. Janaza workshop we had take place here, and we had some events in Audley Sports and Queen's Park and also in the car park. I just hope none of the parents are upset with us because some of the boys may have been kicking a football around in the car park. I told the boys, just be careful that we don't hit any cars, but just to see the joy on the children's faces that they're coming out of the madrasa and they're playing. Because we're used to a madrasa where we just sit from 5 till 7:15 in the class, and by the time the child bichara gets up at 7:15, he can't feel his legs because he's been sat for so long. But we want to instill within our students that we can go out sometimes in a controlled manner. And mashallah, we've seen our boys in the car park. They've been to Audley, Audley Sports Centre. They've been to Queen's Park. We've built up a relationship with Youth Zone also through Maulana Tayyab, where we've been using Youth Zone, mashallah, for a lot of events. And inshallah, we'll continue to do so in the future. I know we're running out of time, so I'll just quickly go over the trips that we've had. We had Ewood Express trip in April. Jazakallah to Muhammad Mullah for organizing and helping with that trip. We had 64 of our students attend that trip. It was fantastic. Blackburn Rovers had 29 shots. They scored 0 goals. So you can understand what happened on that day. We also went to Gulliver's Saturday, Sunday. And I've been collecting the data from our respective teachers and volunteers. Wallahi al-Azim. The staff and the volunteers did a great job. And not only that, the students were so well behaved. They did not bring our madrasa into disrepute. We had very little complaints. Everything was organized in a beautiful manner. And inshallah, we hope to do similar, have similar trips in the future. It was fantastic. It was a very, very good trip for all of us. We also had Fantasia, which was on Monday, which was fantastic for the younger children. And we had a tournament which was organized by Masjid Nur Islam at Blackburn Youth Zone on the 25th of December. And that was also a very fantastic event for all of our students to take part, to take part in. We now move on to... If I can now call Zainab and Liba from Maulana Sahal and Hafiz Musa's class, who will recite the Holy Quran. Zainab and Liba.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى فإنما يقول له كن فيكون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, beautiful recitation by Zainab and Liba. One of the girls had memorized the Holy Quran. She wasn't even looking inside the Quran. MashaAllah, amazing. I'd now like to call Safa, Aliza, Aisha and Hania, also from Maulana Sahal's class, to render a group nasheed. Safa, Aliza, Aisha and Hania.
Has given me a calm and cloudy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes see the red, but I see the colors of the calm and cloudy sky again.
I see the red of my mother's love,
the true blue of my father's hugs.
I see the orange of my sibling's smile,
the pink and the white of the love of my life,
and the deep, deep green which your children bring, or the coolness of my eyes.
Allah has given me a calm and cloudy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white.
I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes see the red,
but I see the colors of the calm and cloudy sky again. Whenever I am down, I look up to the sky, and I see the signs of Allah, most high, most of all, I see light, and the signs of Allah, most of Allah, who is yours and mine, Rahman and Rahim, Rabbil Alameen, Bismillah, and again I begin.
Allah has given me a calm and cloudy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes see the red, but I see the colors of the calm and cloudy sky again.
I see the yellow of a sunflower smile,
of an uncle who says Alhamdulillah,
of a mother who lost her child.
She's a waiting upon the phone, a goal so high, or a father who holds his stride, working hard every day in his firm and his faith. She's a law, keep her family safe.
Allah has given me a calm and cloudy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes see the red, but I see the colors of the calm and cloudy sky again.
Whenever I'm down, I look up to the sky, and I see the signs of Allah, most high, most of all, I see light, and it's light of the light. Blessed is Allah, who's yours and mine, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Rabbil Alameen.
There were always some times, both yours and mine, when the tears in our eyes sting and blow at the sunlight, but these laws bring the highs of the strength I have inside. The always see my cotton candy sky.
For Allah has given me a kind sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes see the red, but I see the colors of the kind sky again.
Thank you for listening.
MashaAllah, well done to the girls there from Morana Sahal and Hafiz Musa's class. The Nasheed on the Cotton Candy Sky, which leads us up to our next performance or speech delivered by Hamza Ahmed from Morana Muhammad Ali Daji's class, who will be talking about parents' rights and respect.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear respected ulamas, teachers, parents, and students, today I have chosen to speak on parents. Firstly, let's see what the Quran says. Quran, be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is the final destination. This ayat indicates that expressing gratitude towards the parents is to express gratitude to Allah Himself. As you know, kindness to parents is a good deed and a noble characteristic to possess. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannah lays underneath your mother's feet and your father is the key to Jannah. This shows once again how important it is to respect our beloved parents. Parents play an irreplaceable role in the lives of their children. This relationship has a profound impact on a child's mental, physical, social and emotional development, as well as their overall well-being and happiness. Parents help us in every step of our life. Allah commands us to respect and love our parents by respecting them, honoring their opinions, and dealing them with love and gentleness. Quran. Allah Almighty declares in the Noble Quran, worship Allah and join none with Him in worship and do good to parents. Once again, the Quran indicates that we should respect our beloved parents to gain Allah's mercy. There are three types of parents. Number one, your biological parents who gave birth to you. Number two, your respected teachers are considered your parents too, because they guide you towards knowledge. Number three, finally, your future in-laws are also considered your parents. We need to respect all our elders and show the utmost respect and be nice and kind towards humanity, as the Prophet had taught us. Allah, the Mighty, the Glorious, has commanded three things with which He has associated three other things. He associated payment of zakat along with prayers, such that one who offers prayers but desists from offering zakat, his prayers are rejected. He associated gratitude to Him with gratitude towards parents, such that one who is grateful to Allah but ungrateful to his parents will be deemed as ungrateful to Allah. He associated righteousness with bonds of kinship, such that one who is righteous but has severed relations with his kin will be deemed as not being righteous. This shows how much respect we should show to our parents. Finally, a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states, I question the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. Which deed is the most beloved in the eyes of Allah, the Mighty, the Glorious? He, peace be upon him and his family, replied, offering prayers at their stipulated times. I then asked, which is the next most beloved deed? He, peace be upon him and his family, answered, goodness towards one's parents. MashaAllah. This shows how respected our parents are in Islam. Jazakallahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Fantastic speech on parents and respecting them and honoring them. For those of us whose parents are still alive, let us respect them, honor them, treat them with respect and do their khidmah. And for those whose parents have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a high status in Jannah al-Firdaus. So we now get to the Student of the Year Awards part of this ceremony, and so far, alhamdulillah, except for the first couple of minutes before we started the award ceremony, the boys and girls have been impeccably behaved, mashallah. Let's continue with that. So, some of the teachers told me yesterday that we'd like you, when you go through this Student of the Year and award ceremony, to be like Mufti Falahi Saab,
Please don't expect that today. We'll go through class by class, starting from year two, Maulana Akid's class, and we've asked each teacher to give us a reason on why they're giving the student of the year. So Maulana Akil has chosen Muhammad Ibrahim Mayat. I'd like him to come to the front. Muhammad Ibrahim Mayat. This student is always punctual and has very good manners. He's a role model for others, helping students in class in learning and explaining. His dedication and motivation to learn the Amma has been outstanding. He has learned the whole Amma by heart through this year. May the Almighty accept his efforts and all the students to instill the love of the Quran in their hearts forever. Ameen. MashaAllah. This motivated me and inspired me. Wow. 2B, Hafiz Nafis Ahmed's class, Nafisa Mayat. Nafisa Mayat, MashaAllah, the reason given, exceptional in all areas of behavior, sabak and assisting the teacher. MashaAllah, I've seen this firsthand. Nafisa Mayat, student of the year, 2B. Moving on to 3A, Maulana Sahal and Hafiz Musa's class, Zainab Siddat. Zainab Siddat, and the reason given, 100% effort throughout the year, well behaved in class, and we just heard her recite the Quran so beautifully, Zainab Siddat. We move on to 3B, Hafiz Abul Hassan's class, who is the longest serving teacher at Madrasa Nur Islam alongside Maulana Muhammad Ali Daji, 35 years and counting, mashallah. So in 3B, Harun Zayan. Harun Zayan is the student of the year, perfect in everything. Behavior, studies regularly, always on top of his sabak. MashaAllah, Harun Zayan, student of the year. Move on to 4B, Maulana Mubashar Siddat has chosen in 4B, Muhammad Mayat. Muhammad Mayat, MashaAllah, the reason given, hardworking and supporting class members in learning. There's a theme here where students are helping others, MashaAllah. And I think the Mayat family is going to take precedence today. MashaAllah, they are on top so far. We move on to, we've not been paid by the Mayat family, by the way, just in case anybody was wondering. We move on to 4G, Apa Asma Haq's class. Sumayya Mayat has been chosen in 4G. The reason given, a respectful student, consistent in effort. This is very important. Consistent in effort. Khairul a'mali ma udima fihi wa in qalla. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the best of actions are those which are constant and consistent, even if they may be less. So she was consistent in everything, mashallah, trying her best and making sure she learns everything from home, mashallah. We move on to 5B, Maulana Salim Jogi's class. He has chosen as his student of the year, Isa Kheratkar. Isa Kheratkar, for fantastic effort throughout the year. MashaAllah, Isa, throughout this year from 7:15 till 8, has also been continuing with his Hifz journey, MashaAllah, alongside his Maktab. Fantastic commitment. We move on to 5G, Apa Zakiya Jogi's class, who has chosen Aila Farooq. And the reason given, Aila has demonstrated not only her passion for madrasa within the classroom, but she has also shown how she has practiced what she has learned outside of madrasa in her daily life. Wow. Whether it be from her kitab or any teacher, she has put words into action and has really grasped Islam being a complete way of life. Her love and enthusiasm for salah and adhkar is inspiring and motivating for her classmates. This giving me goosebumps. MashaAllah. Well done, Aila, from Upper Zakiya's class. We move on to 6B. Maulana Yusuf Jibu has chosen Hamza Bigji. And the reason given, well-behaved all the time, always knows his sabak. I took their assessment for his class. And wallahi al-azim, his reading is to a Darul Uloom standard. That's how amazing it is. And I hope, inshallah, he continues his studies in Hifz and does well. And inshallah, one day leads us all in Taraweeh. We move on to 6G, Apa Khadija Bahadur's class, who has chosen Zaiba Jassat. The reason given, Zeba has shown continuous improvement. She expresses a positive attitude and puts effort into all aspects of her madrasa studies. She has also shown that she can be caring and comforting friend to her peers. Zeba is a pleasure to teach, and she will be a great miss to all her classmates as she moves on to her Alimiyya studies. And we wish and we pray her well in her Alima studies, and we hope, inshallah, you will join our team in the future as one of our teachers. We move on to 7B, Maulana Ahmed Rasool's class. Muhammad Zain Desai, I don't think he's here today, but the reason given is exceptional in all areas of behavior, sabak, and assisting the teacher. We move on to 7G, Apa Humaira Mayat's class, who has chosen Aisha Patel. Aisha is a hardworking and dedicated student who goes above and beyond in all aspects of her madrasa studies. Aisha shows great enthusiasm for learning by asking questions to deepen her understanding of our religion. She is a friendly and valued member of the class, and Apa then goes on to say, keep up the good work. We move on to 8B, Maulana Muhammad Ali Daji's class, who has chosen one of our speakers today, Mustafa Hafeji, very respectful in class and has completed the entire syllabus a year before, mashallah. Even before he's gone into year 9, he's finished his syllabus, mashallah. Amazing. We move on to 8G, Apa Fahima Lorgat's class, who has chosen Salima Beg. Salima Beg, her commitment and passion to her lessons have inspired many, and she's very inquisitive, and it's so refreshing to see and to teach her. So that is Salima Beg. We move on to 9B. This was shared between Maulana Muhammad Ali Daji and Maulana Ismail Rangila. 9B is Muaz Ismail Patel, for 100% commitment to madrasa, attending from day one. Very polite and has great manners and etiquette, mashallah, Muaz. We move on to 9G, Apa Halima Lunat's class, who has chosen Raisa Chopdat, who has been a very hard-working student throughout the year. We move on to Hafiza class. Apa Fatima Siddat has chosen Halima Dorat. Halima Dorat has been working very hard to deliver sabak every day. Minimum delivery of 2 sides per day. Wow. And sometimes even more. Attendance also very good. So mashallah, 2 sides a day. For anybody who's going through the Hifz journey, is 26 lines. That's a phenomenal amount of sabak, mashallah. We move on to now Hifz boys. Hifz 1, chosen by Mufti Abdullah Bismillah, is Abdul Rahman Lambat. Abdul Rahman Lambat, the winner of our Seerah competition. The reason given: most consistent student throughout the year. And wallahi al-azim, I've covered the class on a few occasions. By 5:30, he's read sabak sabak parador. He's read sabak sabak parador. And you're thinking, what do I do now? Shall I send him home? So then he ends up helping the rest of the members of the class by listening to anything that they need to read. Mashallah, this is a great quality. And what does this tell us? That a lot of the effort is being made at home. It's not just intellect and it's not just being clever. A lot of the effort is being made at home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these qualities. We move on to Hibs 2. Qari Ismail Siddat has chosen Umar Kheratkar. Umar Kheratkar, as the student of the year, behaved very well all year. Punctual to madrasa. Listen to this, boys. Punctual to madrasa and salah. Punctual to madrasa and salah. These two go together. He has also very good character and respect. I've seen this myself. Hifz 3, Hafiz Muhammad Siddat's class, student of the year, Muhammad Asad Mullah. Muhammad Asad Mullah, consistently meeting regular targets and achieving target for end of year in February. Impeccable behavior and focus daily. dedicated and always wants to keep learning. MashaAllah. And we move on to the final class. Hibs 4, Hafiz Sajid Siddat has chosen Abdul Rahman. Actually, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Chobdat for completing 12 paras since September. 12 paras since September. Makes lots of effort from home and is consistently delivering one para door daily. So this is an inspiration for all of us. We just had his Hifz completion ceremony on Friday. It was fantastic to see parents and also relatives there. But his journey, we've seen it in front of us, how much effort he makes at home, in madrasa, with helping his friends or his colleagues in the class. MashaAllah. Well done. So that is our student of the year for all of our madrasa classes. MashaAllah, well done to all of you who have attained the student of the year. But the reality is, all of you are students of the year. You've all done fantastic. You've all done amazing. And inshallah, next year, we'll do even better. Before we move on to the first, second, and third category, I'd like to call Humaira and Anaya to render a nasheed on Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Humaira and Anaya.
صليت بكل الأنبياء يا من في قلبك رحمة للناس يا من ألفت قلوبنا بالإسلام يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد يا من حليت حياتنا بالإيمان يا من بجمالك علمت الإحسان يا من نورت قلوبنا بالقرآن يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد
صلى الله على غطاب الأنبياء محمد محمد رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين محمد محمد رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين محمد محمد رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد يا حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد.
MashaAllah, well done to both girls. Beautiful nasheed on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We now move on to our first, second, and third categories. Reception in year one, we had a separate assembly for those classes yesterday, so we move directly to year 2A, and as Hafiz Saeed beautifully advised us last year, that if the class teachers can come forward and give out the certificates. So if I can call Maulana Akil Sab to come to the front, inshallah. Maulana Akil. Third place in Maulana Akil's class, Humaira Bamji, mashallah, attained third place. Second place, Muhammad Ibrahim Mayat. And first place in 2A, Safiya Mangera, mashallah. So first, second, and third, all receiving a certificate from Madrasa Nur Islam and also a trophy. Recently, I went to one of our relatives' house, and we had a function there, and mashallah, they had a full cabinet filled with trophies. I said, where are these trophies from? They said, these trophies are all from Madrasa Nur Islam, and we keep them as mementos. We keep them as something that we can remember our achievements of our children. So this is why we give out these trophies. If you want to buy your own, trophystore.co.uk, but you know, it's not going to mean much if you're just buying it just like that. We move on to year 2B, Hafiz Nafis. Third place, Suleiman Keratkar. MashaAllah. Second place in 2B, Sara Ilyas. And first place in 2B, Nafisa Mayat. MashaAllah. First, second, and third from Hafiz Nafis's class. We now move on to 3A. If I can call the teachers for 3A, Hafiz Musa. Third place, Zainab Siddat, mashallah, third place. Second place in 3A, Haniya Ali. And first place, Omar Farooq Jotia, mashallah. Attained first place. He is now going through a trial with our HIFS class, and mashallah, last year learned the whole of Amma Para. Well done to Omar Farooq. We move on to 3B. If I can call Hafiz Abul Hassan Sab. Third place, Sara Abdul Rahman, mashallah, who is the daughter of one of our volunteer appas, mashallah. Sara has attained third place. Second place, Talha Diwan, who is also going through a trial with HIFS class, mashallah, has attained second place. And first place, mashallah, Humaira Chobdat, mashallah, has attained first place in
year 3B, Hafiz Abul Hassan's class. MashaAllah. We move on to 4G. If I can ask the teacher, Apa Asma, to give out the certificates. 4G, third place, Aisha Lorgat, mashallah. 4G, second place, Sumayya Mayat, mashallah. And 4G, first place, Abiha Fatima. Abiha Fatima, mashallah. We move on to 4B. If I can call Mala Mubashar. Third place in Mala Mubashar's class, 4B, Adam Hussein Lorgat. Adam Hussein Lorgat. MashaAllah. Well done, Adam. Shh. 4B, second place, Muhammad Mayat. Muhammad Mayat, mashallah. Shh. And 4B, first place, Zain Ali. Zain Ali, mashallah. We move on to 5G. Third place, Fariha Jasad. Fariha Jasad, mashallah. In third place, also helped out in the madrasa a lot with prefect duties. Second place in 5G, Minsa Ayyub. MashaAllah, Minsa Ayyub. And first place in 5G, Aisha Sadiq. Aisha Sadiq, MashaAllah, attained first place. Gee, we move on to year 5G. B, Mawla Salim's class, and 5B, third place, Yusuf Siddat Muhammad. Yusuf Siddat Muhammad, third place, mashallah. Second place, Sufyan Mamuji. Sufyan Mamuji, mashallah, in second place, and in first place, in 5B, Isa Keratkar, also the student of the year, mashallah, first place. We move on, boys and girls, well done so far. We move on to 6G, third place, Aqsa Hussein. Aqsa Hussein. Six G, second place, Umayma Mullah. Umayma Mullah. MashaAllah, well done. And we move on to first place in 6G, Sara Mangera. Sara Mangera. So both daughters have come first, one in 6G and the other in 2A. MashaAllah, both of them have come first. Well done. We move on to 6B. Maulana Yusuf's class. If I can ask Maulana Yusuf to come to the front. Third place, Subhan Muhammad. MashaAllah. Subhan Muhammad, third place. MashaAllah, his Quran recitation is also outstanding. We move on to second place in 6B, also the student of the year, Hamza Big G. MashaAllah. And first place in 6B, Ibrahim Amir. MashaAllah, Ibrahim Amir, another one of those talented reciters of the Holy Quran. We move on to 7G. The upper can give out the certificates, please. Third place, Maryam Lunat. Maryam Lunat, mashallah. Third place, well done, Maryam. Second place, Sibgha Wasim. Sibgha Wasim, mashallah. And first place in 7G, Aisha Patel. Aisha Patel, well done to all three girls in that class. We move on to 7B. Mawla Ahmed Rasool. Third place, Muhammad Zain Desai is not here today, but Muhammad Zain Desai, third place. Second place, 7B. And I think Adam will be happy. Amir Lorgat, mashallah. Second place, Amir Lorgat, mashallah. His Quran recitation is also outstanding. And first place in 7B, one of the boys who's helped the madrasa a lot over the course of this year and will continue to do so for future generations is Harun Nadat. Harun Nadat, mashallah, first place. Shh. When you listen to his Quran, he doesn't even get any tajweed mistakes. And this is what we need to aspire to be like, inshallah. We move on to 8G. Third place in 8G, Maryam Lorgat. Maryam Lorgat, mashallah. Third place. Second place in 8G, Alia Namaji. Alia Namaji, mashallah. And first place in 8G, Sumayya Patel. Sumayya Patel, mashallah. These are the three girls who attained the top spot in these classes. We move on to Hivs classes. Eight B. Before we get to the Hivs classes, my eyes are starting to hurt after looking at the screen. I think at the age of 35, I may need to borrow somebody's glasses. We move on to 8B. Third place, one of our speakers, Mustafa Hafeji. MashaAllah, Mustafa Hafeji. Second place, 8B, Muhammad Ali Hussein. Muhammad Ali Hussein. He looks surprised. You did well, mashallah. And 8B, first place. 8B, first place. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. The spelling, but I'm going to pronounce it how I think we should pronounce it. Manzoor. It's written Manzoor, but maybe that's a different way of spelling the name. But Manzoor Hussein Rangrej, mashallah. Nearly there. We move on to Hafiza class. Upper, if you can give out the certificates, please. Third place, Safiya Solkar. Safiya Solkar in third place. Second place, in Hafidha Maryam Siddat. Maryam Siddat, mashallah. And in first place, Hafiza Halima Dorat. Halima Dorat, mashallah, first place. We move on to the Hifz classes. Starting with Mufti Abdullah. Jee, Mufti Abdullah's class, Hifz 1. These are the new starters who started Hifz journey, their Hifz journey this year. Abdul Rahman Lambat, mashallah, in third place. Abdul Rahman Lambat in third place. Second place in Hifz 1, Adam Al-Matawalli, who's not here today, but he, mashallah, like all the boys know, put a lot of effort in. He learned close to 10 paras this year. And in first place, Hifz 1, Mufti Abdullah's class, Yusuf Karolia, mashallah. Yusuf Karolia. We move on to Hifz 2. Third place, mashallah. And we didn't give third place because I got a box of Lamingtons yesterday from Adam Bhai, but he actually did really well in his exams, mashallah. Ziyad Lunat, mashallah, third place. Second place in Qari Ismail's class, Omar Khairatkar. And first place, and I think the next in line to become Hafiz from our Madrasa Nur Islam, Muhammad Ayan Hanslord, mashallah. First place. We move on to Hifz 3, Hafiz Muhammad's class. Boys and girls, one more class after this, inshallah. Hifz 3, third place, Ayan Patel, mashallah. Mashallah. He's put a lot of effort in this year, mashallah. Hifz 3, second place, Ibrahim Kheratkar, mashallah. And first place, in Hifz 3, Muhammad Asad Mullah, mashallah, student of the year. And also attained first place. We move on to the final class, Hafiz Sajid Siddat, Hifz 4. Third place, Abdullah Rasool, mashallah, well done, Abdullah. He will be leaving us this year to join Darul Uloom Blackburn, and we pray that inshallah he becomes Hafiz very soon there and inshallah goes on to further studies. We move on to second place. Some of the boys are debating who's come first, second, third, as we all would do. Hifz 4, Muawwidh Mullah, who, as we heard him recite the Holy Quran at the beginning of our annual awards ceremony. And first place, first place. And when I was going through the HIVS marks yesterday, late at night, to see who's come first, second, and third, and the percentages, this boy got the highest percentage of marks in the whole HIVS department. MashaAllah. First place, Zain Magda. Zain Magda. MashaAllah. Boys and girls, we've been absolutely brilliantly behaved so far. Just a few more names of recognition for our prefects in our madrasa building from the girls' classes who were absolutely fantastic this year. I saw it myself, and I'm sure all the teachers have witnessed this. From 7G, a special award for them. Aisha Patel, Sana Shazad, and Sibga Wasim, Jazakallah from the madrasa for all your help and effort this year. And from 8G, Salima Beg, Amara Ilyas, and Alina Ahmed, Jazakallah to all three of you, or all six of you, for your help towards Madrasa Nur Islam. So, some of the boys and girls who might be a little bit upset that we didn't come first, second, and third, but inshallah next year we can make even more effort and we can be called to the front here and to take our trophy and certificate. We end with Jazakallah, because the best way to thank, as we learn from the hadith, is to say Jazakumullahu khaira. I'd like to say Jazakumullahu khaira to all our students for all your hard work this year. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be having our class celebration dawat, because you all deserve it. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'd like to thank all of our teachers, every single one of our teachers, our staff, our volunteers, our leadership team. Mona Usman, who has come on board this year, has been absolutely amazing. Apa Fazila in the girls' side, our Alima department, our HIVS department, our Maktab classes, everybody, mashallah. We've all worked together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all united. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the same page so that we can work in the same direction for the betterment of our students and the betterment of our madrasa. I'd like to thank our parents for all your hard work behind the scenes. Let's keep that up, inshallah. Let's continue to ensure that we instill the true values within our children. I'd like to thank the Shura, who have helped and supported throughout the year. And that's not just me saying it. They absolutely have helped so much this year. And I'm sure they'll continue to help me and the madrasa and all of our staff and students in years to come. The trustees of the masjid, who have been very accommodating and helping, and partners for all their hard work, dedication, and support throughout the 2023-24 academic year. Let's go on to next year. Let's be bigger. Let's be better, inshallah. We look forward to working together and improving the quality of our madrasa in the coming years. Jazakallah to all the students. Phenomenal and absolutely brilliant annual award ceremony. This year, there's been such a high amount of turnout from parents. It makes me truly happy. Last year, we sat down in a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we said, a handful will come. But mashallah, the parents have turned out, and hopefully next year, we'll have even more parents. Because, like I said in the message I sent out today, it's a means of encouragement and motivation, not just for us staff, but also for the students and for the children to see their parents in the crowd. So Jazakallah to all the parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. If there have been any faults from us, if there have been any mistakes from us, we ask for forgiveness, and we ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is anything good from us, then that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fajazakumullahu khayran, ahsan al-jaza fi al-darain. Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Lastly, before I forget, we had a lot of help and effort from our office staff, Akbar Bay and Muhammad Bay. Muhammad Bay will be leaving us this year as he's going to pursue his HIV studies. We have replaced him with Hafiz Ibrahim Nagdi, who, mashallah, will be an adept employee or valued member of our madrasa. So, mashallah, they've put so much effort in, boys. The certificates, the registers, the trophies. Maulana Umar Mayat has put in enormous amount of help and effort towards the Tajweed side and all the other organization of the madrasa. We thank everybody. I hope I didn't miss anybody out. If I did, please forgive me. Jazakallah to everybody for your help. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen. We still have around about 5-7 minutes. So inshallah, if parents can kindly make their way to the exits, inshallah, and we'll bring the children, the students out, inshallah.
best of wisdom.